KBOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, Ron Thomas in hosting the Central Care Cancer Center Monday, June edition of The Talk of Emporia. And we're pleased to be joined this morning once again by Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center. Dr. Wazir, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you again. How have you been?
Pretty good, Ron. Summer is in swing, and I know you guys had coverage of the Unbound XL.
Yeah.
Big, it's becoming a pretty international event, it seems, you know. Hear a lot about it, and some of my friends in the medical world who are like fitness enthusiasts, one or two of them will show up in the Unbound XL. So maybe next year I could sign up for the...
Well, let's get you in.
Yeah, the shortest race they have, you know.
I'll help you out if you want to try to accomplish that. And it's all 50 states and more than just a handful of countries represented.
I mean, it puts Emporia on the map for sure. Absolutely. Yeah,
indeed. So all kinds of big-time events happening here. And Central Care Cancer Center, again, located at 1401 West 12th Avenue. You can log on to cccancer.com for more information. Dr. Wazir is in with us monthly to address a Central Care Cancer Center topic. And today we want to touch on thyroid cancer. And Dr. Wazir, let's talk first about what exactly is thyroid cancer.
Yeah, I guess, you know, to understand thyroid cancer, we may need to talk about the thyroid and what is it exactly. Because, you know, unlike many other organs, you know, like it's a little mysterious, you know, like you have this butterfly-shaped organ measuring, perhaps like 6 centimeters, in its biggest dimension, sitting in the center of your neck. And like, what exactly does it do and what's its function, you know? The thyroid gland it's an interesting endocrine organ for a number of reasons. You have to understand that even though we roughly, locate the thyroid in the center of the neck, this arises from your chest, you know. So it's not unusual for people to have like multiple thyroids or accessory thyroid lobes starting from like the bottom part of the neck because embryologically that's where it arises from. And the job of this organ is kind of interesting. When you cut it open, like there are basically two kind of cells in it, you know, that the main cells are like, your follicular cells. And then there's a minority of cells that are called like para-C cells, which is important because once we talk about the cancers that arise from these different cells, like, that they'll be of some importance. But essentially what's happening in these cells is that using the element iodine, they get a stimulus from the anterior pituitary gland in your brain, and it basically tells this gland, the thyroid gland, to take up this iodine, and it stores up a good amount of iodine. Like it stores up almost a year's worth of iodine, uses this iodine to produce the thyroid hormone. And the thyroid hormone, for how long it has been studied, like basically, like I guess to a layperson, the way I would explain it to them is that, like, think of this as the thermostat of your body. Is that one switch that kind of like determines like the metabolic rate and like how much your body should consume energy and how much should it turn into heat and how much should it function. So as you can imagine, it's very essential with like a lot of key processes in your body. Generally speaking, like the more common thing people must have come across is like hypothyroidism, you know, like having low amount of thyroid hormone. If you are at the PCP office, you may have noticed that they often check for this, like if you have complaints of like fatigue, tiredness. And it's a very common disease, you know, what's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is the most common form of hypothyroidism. It's a very common kind of like disease that happens in especially women of the, middle-aged women or even younger women. It's like around 5 to 1, you know, like 5 women are affected to 1 man. It's a very rare kind of disease in men, being thyroid deficient. And the reason it's thought that, this is an autoimmune condition that, women for whatever reasons, for undiscernible reasons, are more prone to. And because this is an autoimmune condition that causes inflammation, you know, the bulk of thyroid cancer also tends to be in women, okay, more than men. And then, you know, we can talk about the types and, you know, the different things.
Types and subtypes, so the different types of thyroid cancer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so the different types of it, I think the way to think about it is that, like, you know, as I said, you know, the majority of cells are these cells called follicular cells that kind of like have this colloid of iodine around them where they store up iodine and produce, you know, through a process like thyroid hormone. The cancer that comes out of that cell, thankfully enough, it's a very slow-growing, somewhat benign cancer, right? Like, it's very rare that the cancer that comes out of those cells be very aggressive, you know. So, you know, there are like almost three different types of cancer that comes out of these cells, you know, like the most common being papillary thyroid cancer, you know. So this, you know, like sometimes, you know, I mean, this is kind of underselling it, but they call it like a nuisance cancer, right? It's a cancer that can happen to women who have thyroid disease usually in the background. This is a slow-growing cancer, but it can definitely spread. And we'll talk about the management of it. But like the thing to understand is that, you know, this is really a death sentence. Usually this is like a slow grow, slow burn kind of cancer that shouldn't affect the longevity of the person, you know, in most people.
Okay.
The second type of cancer that comes out of the same kind of cells is called a follicular cancer. And this is an even more benign cancer, you know. This one is even less aggressive. And, you know, people can live a normal lifespan and, you know, we can get into the treatment things because, you know, it's one of those cancers where you don't want to be extra aggressive and cause more harm than is necessary to deal with this cancer. The third type of cancer that comes out of these cells is called a Hürthle cell cancer. This is very rare. It's like 3% of the thyroid cancer. And this cancer is thought to be, you know, a little more aggressive than the first two.
Okay.
So kind of like summarizing again, look, there are two kinds of cells in the thyroid, you know, the follicular cells. Out of this, like three kinds of cancers come out, the papillary, follicular, Hürthle. Hürthle is rare, but for the other two, which are the vast majority of thyroid cancers, you know, this, the takeaway point is that, like, you know, this is a rarely a fatal kind of cancer, usually slow-growing cancer, often allowing you the opportunity to treat multiple ways, which we'll talk about. Then the other cell we talked about, you know, the parafollicular cells, parafollicular C cells, these are more aggressive cancers, right? So these the type of cancer that comes out is called a medullary thyroid cancer, MTC. And this cancer, you know, it's a more aggressive, more serious kind of deal. But again, and you know, it's not exactly like bad colorectal cancer or bad lung cancer. It's a little less active than that. But again, compared to the first cancer, like, you know, this is a much worse cancer to have. This field has become a little exciting because we have figured out the mutations that run into this kind of cancer. This is a minority of thyroid cancers as well. You know, we're talking about like perhaps 15%.
Okay.
A lot of it is related to a familial syndrome called MEN1 syndrome that runs in the family. So, you know, roughly 40% of these would be like cancers that run in the family. Like, people who have that gene, unfortunately, tend to get that cancer. But then around 60% is sporadic. Like, it's you just get that mutation in the thyroid tissue and you get that cancer. And then finally brings us to the worst kind of thyroid cancer, and that's anaplastic thyroid cancer. The last I checked, I haven't reviewed this in the last couple of months, but like from the last I checked, we don't really know the cell of origin over here, the anaplastic thyroid cancer. But this is a really bad cancer, you know. This is like the patients will describe it growing within days.
Oh, wow.
And and you'll see people like actively die from basically like the breathing tube, which sits right behind the thyroid cancer, collapsing from the explosive growth of this cancer, which, you know, goes into the cartilage, goes into the bones, goes into the surrounding tissues. And as you can imagine, which is a aggressive cancer, they've tried everything and not a lot of things work. Very recently, it was identified that most of these cancers have what's called a BRAF mutation, and there are drugs that target the BRAF mutation. That has moved the needle a little bit, but, you know, this is still an aggressive cancer that usually leads to your death within the year. And, you know, usually, like, it's treated extremely aggressively with surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, everything put together, but, you know, the results aren't great, you know. So this last type of cancer is called anaplastic thyroid cancer. The good thing is that this is a very rare cancer. This is like less than 1% of thyroid cancer. So we're very grateful for that, that like this isn't a more common cancer.
Thyroid cancer is our topic. Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist, Central Care Cancer Center, is our guest. This is the Monday, June edition of the Talk of Emporia with Central Care Cancer Center. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this.
Newman Regional Health wants you to get the most from your health care in Emporia. Our surgeons have the experience and expertise to provide procedures using state-of-the-art robot-assisted surgeries like gallbladder, knee replacement, and hernia repair. All pre- and post-diagnostics, advanced imaging, and follow-up appointments are provided locally in the comfort of our community. Ask your favorite doctor or find us online. Newman Regional Health, achieving healthy goals.
Dining out tonight or wanting food to go? How about Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue? Home of the best smoked meats from ribs to brisket to pulled pork and more. Plenty of sides to choose from, including their famous cheesy potatoes. Enjoy tonight's dinner special. A brisket dinner that includes 8 ounces of thick, hand-carved, slowly smoked brisket, along with your choice of two sides, all for just $12.25. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat.
At Central Care Cancer Center, they provide you with complete cancer care, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy, all under one roof. Emporia is their home, too. That's why they're dedicated to bringing expert care to you, so you don't have to travel far. They're located right next to Newman Regional. Dr. Perez Tamayo, Dr. Ali Wazir, and their amazing staff are all ready to assist you. Call today for an appointment, 342-1117, or online at cccancer.com. Telehealth and second opinions are available.
Join KDOE for In the Garden.
Watching the flowers and being able to garden.
Thursdays at 11.05 a.m. with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
Fresh vegetables from the garden.
KDOE, 1400 a.m. and 96.9 FM. Live. If it grows.
Seeing all that emerge. Start over again.
It's In the Garden and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. This is the June Monday edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. We're joined by medical oncologist and hematologist Dr. Ali Wazir, Central Care Cancer Center here in Emporia. 1401 West 12th, open Monday through Friday, 8 until 4:30. If you'd like details, you're encouraged to call 342-1117 or please log on to cccancer.com. Thyroid cancer is our June topic with Dr. Wazir, and we've talked about what is thyroid cancer and the different types of thyroid cancer. Now, Dr. Wazir, let's talk about prevention and early detection. What are some of the risks and symptoms one may need to watch for?
So, you know, thyroid cancer is fairly common, you know, the papillary thyroid cancer. But, you know, generally speaking, you know, there's so much thyroid disease out there that, you know, it's not a significant portion of those women who end up getting, you know, papillary thyroid cancer, you know. So there's no good screening regimen that is known of. The exception being perhaps, you know, like people who know their family have MEN1 syndrome, for example, which is a mutation of this gene called Menin that, you know, that increases the risk of having medullary thyroid cancer. But along with that, you know, other kind of cancers, you know, involving the pancreas, etc. But for the general population, there's no like screening kind of strategy, right? But you know, if you do have thyroid cancer or, you know, if you have swelling in the neck or if you do have thyroid disease and you notice like, you know, something feels off, it's not equal on both sides. Usually what will happen is that that will prompt your primary care doctor usually to get an ultrasound of the thyroid.
Okay.
And the good thing is that, you know, the way to interpret this ultrasound has become very systematized. It's not like, oh, a doctor looks at it, winks his eye, you know, kind of like squints, and he's like, oh, this could be something. No, it's very fixed and dried, you know. They have like very strict size criteria, very strict ways of how it looks. And based on that, they'll decide, you know, what's the score. So it's called TIRADS, T-I-R-A-D-S, right? So based on that, they'll say it's TIRADS 1, 2, 3, or 4, right? And if you have a higher score, they'll say that, okay, this patient should go ahead and get an FNA. So FNA is fine needle aspirate that can, it's an office procedure where they go, with the help of the ultrasound, going to that nodule in the thyroid, because you can have a lot of different nodules in the thyroid. Most of them, vast majority are benign, right? Yep. Like you may have heard about, this is an old-timey word now, but like goiter. You know, like when you may have seen the medical illustration of people with having this huge neck, you know, it was common in America, in parts of America, in places that had iodine deficiency. That's not a problem anymore because, you know, they put iodine in the salt and stuff,
yeah,
and
okay.
It's not an issue anymore. But, you know, like in turn of the century, this was a common problem, unfortunately, right? And probably the biggest, you know, especially in like mountainous areas like the Appalachia. You know, like, you unfortunately also had like kids having thyroid, being born with low thyroid function and stuff, you know. But, you know, this is a distraction, you know, coming back to your cancer and stuff. You know, if you have the nodule, it scores high on the ultrasound, they'll put a needle in it and they'll tell you whether this is papillary thyroid cancer, right? If that's the case and they caught it early, it's easy. They'll not even take out, they probably won't even take out the whole thyroid. They'll just take out the part of the thyroid where the cancer is, right? And based on the results of the surgery, right, looking at certain criteria, they'll see that whether they need to go back in and take the whole thyroid out and the lymph nodes around it, or do they just, is that whatever surgery they had is enough, right? Let's say they end up and they kind of feel that, okay, it's a more extensive disease, you know, the thyroid needs to come out, you know, so they'll have to send you to an endocrine surgeon, you know, who's a surgeon who has done like 1 year extra training, taking out thyroids. You know, this used to be a skill set fairly common in general surgeons. Even now, the older general surgeons have a good experience in it. You know, in a past life, having to help in, you know, total thyroidectomies, this is not an easy surgery, you know, like, this is an extremely vascular organ, like, it has a lot of blood supply, and, you know, this, you know, like, you need a surgeon who has done a bunch of them, and, you know, so, anyways, they'll take out the thyroid, and then, after that, they have to decide one thing, that based on how things look, and how extensive the disease is, and the lymph node involvement, should this patient have further treatment, what we call adjuvant treatment. We talked about this before, Ron, like where there is, the concept is giving certain treatment at the time that prevents the cancer from coming back, right? So like, let's say you get the surgery, they took out the thyroid, they took out the lymph nodes, and they found out the cancer is in most of the thyroid and in a lot of the lymph nodes, right? So now they can still cure you with a high rate of cure by giving you radioactive iodine.
Okay.
Right. So have you watched the show Chernobyl, Ron?
I have not.
You have not?
No.
Okay. So if there's a nuclear explosion, you know, God forbid, if you look at the survival kits and stuff, usually it include iodine pills.
Okay.
Because like when you get a nuclear explosion, the problem is, you know, you can have radioactive iodine come out. And that can shut down your thyroid, and it can cause many cancers. So within the first week to 2 weeks period, the people are going to die from like radiation poisoning. And one way to prevent the radiation poisoning is just to take iodine pills. That's protective.
Okay.
Right? And if you watch the show Chernobyl, which is, you know, that's one thing they talk about, that like, you know, they had to kind of make sure everybody had the iodine pills. It's stocked in different parts of the country. Like the U.S. government makes sure that that's around. Okay. Like you have enough of that go around. So, anyways, the coming back to the thing. So, what they'll give you is radioactive iodine, which is iodine 131. And that'll go anywhere in your body that has thyroid tissue. Remember, we talked about it. The thyroid starts as an organ in the chest and it goes up into the neck. So you may end up in a situation where they take out your thyroid, but there's still accessory thyroid tissue, right? So this radioactive iodine will go anywhere there's thyroid tissue or thyroid cancer that comes out of thyroid tissue, and it'll get rid of it. It'll kill all of it, right? And doing all this, most people will get cured.
Okay.
In fact, I'll tell you something interesting, Ron. Like, in most instances, like, we aren't involved in the care of thyroid cancer patients because, like, the treatments are so good between surgery and radioactive iodine that, you know, they never end up, you know, it's actually rare for them to have recurrent disease or metastatic disease where a medical oncologist will get involved, right? But in those rare cases where it does come back, usually it doesn't get any more aggressive. It's just more widespread. And we do have patients who have known thyroid disease and we aren't even treating it, right? We just, you know, like they had like a spot in the lungs that was 2 centimeters big. They're kind of older. We don't really want to give them treatment that's worth anything. And, you know, we follow it up and now they have another smaller spot in the lungs. No big deal. Their life is unaffected by it. So it's one of those cancers where even that is completely acceptable, where you don't need to treat it aggressively right away. Right. But in patients where we have to treat them, there are now good options, you know, basically what you call TKI, tyrosine kinase inhibitor, like cabozantinib, etc. So there's pill therapy that has been developed for only those people where the cancer comes back and it's symptomatic. But as I said, you know, vast majority of people, you just do the surgery and the radioactive iodine and, you know, you'll cure most of it.
Okay.
And a lot of this treatment is done between the PCP and the endocrinologist, you know, because the endocrinologist can do the biopsies. The endocrinologist knows exactly how to deal with, like, early thyroid cancer as part of the training, right? And, you know, they don't really need the help of an oncologist. You know, the oncologists kind of get involved in, like, stage 4 thyroid cancer that comes back.
Okay.
After therapy. So that is more or less the treatment for the most common type of thyroid cancer. That's follicular thyroid cancer. Now, changing gears to the slightly more aggressive medullary thyroid cancer. So this is kind of got an exciting. I know I think I misspoke because I said 60% of it is sporadic. It's more like 80% is sporadic and 20% is familial.
Okay.
Right. And in this one, you know, the big kind of thing they figured out is that a lot of the folks with this kind of cancer will have a mutation in a gene called RET, R-E-T. And they've developed a pill that's called selpercatinib that you can take every day and kind of takes care of this cancer, keeps it at bay for a number of years. You know, so this cancer, again, you know, the way we deal with it is that you know, if it's localized, if it just shows up as a spot, you get the surgery, you take the thyroid out, right? Radioactive iodine has a more limited role in this, right? Because remember, these aren't from the cells that take up iodine. These are from the C cells,
okay.
The parafollicular C cells. These cells also produce a substance called calcitonin. So calcitonin normally in your body plays a role in calcium homeostasis. You know, there's not a part of the thyroid, but there are glands right behind the thyroid called parathyroid glands, and they're involved in, maintaining the calcium in your body. So these cells within the thyroid called parafollicular C cells produce calcitonin that can increase your calcium by a little bit. But anyways, this cancer, more or less, like if it's localized, you get surgery, you get it done, and that's good enough, right? If it, God forbid, it comes back or it's spread out or you can get surgery for it, then there is pill therapy, depending on the specific mutation. A lot of them will have, a RET mutation, but, you know, other ones will have other mutations. Like there's a good chunk of them, they'll have a mutation called NTRK. So there's a drug for that too that can target it. Some of them will have what's called a KIT mutation, K-I-T mutation. There are others who will have like a MET mutation. So basically, the treatment depends on the exact mutation that comes out. And if you do not have a mutation, then you can use a dirty TKI. So it's like basically a pill therapy that targets many different pathways that, you know, for people who don't have a specific mutation, you can target that kind of takes care of it. So that's the medullary thyroid cancer. So that brings us to the last one, which is anaplastic thyroid cancer. Generally speaking, if you pick it up early, you do the surgery, you follow that up with radiation, and then you follow that up with pill therapy, with a BRAF inhibitor. And, you know, you kind of like cross your fingers and hope for the best. But, you know, in that kind of cancer, probably the ones you can cure and save are the ones who are caught very early before this becomes a problem. Unfortunately, if you kind of follow them out, a lot of them do relapse. And, you know, like after you kind of run out of your options, you know, usually pretty rapidly fatal kind of disease, you know. So it seems like in my mind, the way to think about it is that you have like kind of like one shot at getting it. If you're going to get it. And the update on it is that like in the last 7 years, I believe 6 years, they've kind of figured out that a lot of them do have this mutation BRAF and the drug is active against it. Unfortunately, it's like, you know, for most patients, it's a limited response. Like after that, they do tend to relapse. But, you know, thankfully, as I said, you know, it's like around 1% to 2% of thyroid cancer.
Percent.
So not something we need to predicate on. So, you know, the takeaway I would say, Ron, is that overall, most thyroid cancer, thankfully enough, is, you know, somewhat slow-growing.
And treatable.
And very treatable cancer. Most of them don't even need to see an oncologist. Between an endocrinologist and their PCP and their endocrine surgeon, they can do a good job. They can take out the thyroid, cure the patient, give them radioactive iodine if necessary. And most of these patients will be cancer-free, and they just need to be monitored with ultrasounds and blood work, and that's all that needs to happen.
Great information on thyroid cancer. Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center, providing you with many cancer treatment options right here in Emporia, 1401 West 12. Stay tuned. We're back with more of the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the June Talk of Emporia right after this.
Newman Regional Health wants you to get the most from your healthcare in Emporia. Our surgeons have the experience and expertise in state-of-the-art robot-assisted surgeries, minimally invasive surgeries, and traditional open procedures. All pre- and post-diagnostics, advanced imaging, and follow-up appointments are provided here in the comfort of our community. Ask your favorite doctor or find us online. Newman Regional Health, achieving healthy goals.
Dining out tonight or wanting food to go? How about Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue? Home of the best smoked meats from ribs to brisket to pulled pork and more. Plenty of sides to choose from, including their famous cheesy potatoes. Enjoy tonight's dinner special. A brisket dinner that includes 8 ounces of thick, hand-carved, slowly smoked brisket, along with your choice of two sides, all for just $12.25. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat.
At Central Care Cancer Center, they provide you with complete cancer care, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy, all under one roof. Emporia is their home, too. That's why they're dedicated to bringing expert care to you, so you don't have to travel far. They're located right next to Newman Regional. Dr. Perez Tamayo, Dr. Ali Wazir, and their amazing staff are all ready to assist you. Call today for an appointment, 342-1117, or online at cccancer.com. Telehealth and second opinions are available.
From game one to game 162, you can hear the Kansas City Royals all season long on KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Cheer on your boys in blue, live and local.
Hey, ball!
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM. This is the Central Care Cancer Center June Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. Again, we're with Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist and hematologist with Central Care Cancer Center, 1401 West 12th in Emporia. Please log on to cccancer.com for more information. And you can call 342-1117. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 until 4:30. Thyroid cancer is our topic, and Dr. Wazir has given us a lot of great information. What about advances, if there are any, in thyroid cancer research, and and possibly treatment. Anything on that front, Dr. Wazir?
Yeah, Ron, I think we touched on it a little bit. I think the bulk of it seems to be in these more rarer thyroid cancers, like medullary thyroid cancer, anaplastic thyroid cancer. And, you know, I think the realization that, you know, a bunch of these cancers have, like, multiple different mutations, that's the thing that is really moving the needle in this one, right? I think the biggest one... biggest discovery was that, like, how common the RET mutation is, and even the effectiveness of the drug selpercatinib that was recently, has been FDA approved, but, you know, the final study came out and it, like, showed that it was better than, the oral pill we were using before this that was kind of like targeting many different pathways, nothing specifically. So that I think was kind of interesting. And anaplastic thyroid cancer, there's a lot of research going on. And a lot of this has to do with, like, targeting of that mutation that's present in, like, perhaps, like, 40%, 40 to 50% of people with anaplastic thyroid cancer, I believe, the BRAF V600E mutation. The other kind of, progress that you've made in thyroid cancer is that they've really honed in on, like, who can get away with, like, limited surgery. Right. As I kind of like alluded to, you know, like if you ever scrubbed into a thyroid surgery, like you'll kind of understand that, this is not an easy area anatomically. It's a very vascular organ. Behind these organs, you have the parathyroid glands. Right. These can get injured very easily. And then if those are injured, then, you know, patients sometimes end up being on vitamin D and calcium for a very long time because they can't kind of maintain their calcium levels without those glands. There's also, unfortunately, a nerve that runs behind the thyroid called the recurrent laryngeal nerve. If you damage that, you can have hoarseness for many years, sometimes permanently. The surgeons have done a lot of advances where they've kind of figured out exactly how much of the thyroid needs to come out, who how to do a cleaner surgery, how to do a cleaner neck dissection. They've also worked pretty closely with the nuclear medicine colleagues because, as you use radioactive iodine for treatment, you can also use radioactive iodine for imaging the thyroid, right? So you can use that to kind of like look at, the whole thyroid and like any accessory thyroid tissue and stuff. And, you know, between them, the surgeon and the endocrinologist, they're doing a much better job, I think, over the years of, like, dealing with this. Because, we have kind of realized that not all of these patients need that aggressive therapy. You know, you can really tailor to fit in the exact clinical situation and the stage of the thyroid gland. So, you know, that sort of thing has kind of improved. So I would say, yeah, it's exciting overall because a lot of the, there's, for example, like, thyroid cancer, like, they also figured out, you know, some of it, actually one of the highest percentages of it, a drug that was developed initially for lung cancer called a TRK inhibitor was effective in a good chunk of these people with thyroid cancer if you have that specific mutation, and it's a great drug. You're very active, minimal side effects, and now there are like multiple drugs kind of like targeting the same NTRK mutation. So definitely a lot of hope, a lot of room for excitement, a lot of advances in thyroid cancer, which is common enough cancer that we need to know about and kind of keep an eye on and stuff. So
great information, Dr. Wazir, on thyroid cancer and, of course, high quality cancer treatment available right here in Emporia at Central Care Cancer Center, 1401 West 12th. Please log on to cccancer.com for more information, or you can call 342-1117. Dr. Wazir, always a pleasure. Thanks for the great information and program again here.
Absolutely, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Ali Wazir, medical oncologist, hematologist, Central Care Cancer Center. And that is a wrap on this month's Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia here on KVOE, live and local.
Live and local, 1400 AM KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.